Next up here on Dakota Sports Saturday, we talk here on Tiger Boys basketball with the new head coach, John Scouten. John moving up from JV coach to head coach. He was named head coach right before school got out back in May as longtime head coach Tim Budenhagen moved over to take over the girls program for this coming winter. And John, just tell us a little how the summer has went. Obviously, you've had the off-season workouts. We have Tiger athletes that are dealing in a lot of things, playing baseball now, preparing for football and basketball and golf and everything else. Just tell us how the summer workouts have went to this point.
Yeah, I've been very, very pleased with the kids that have been showing up. You know, like you kind of mentioned, summer used to kind of be a vacation time. You know, kids maybe played baseball or got to the gym a little bit on their own. But with the way the game's progressed and the rules have changed over the last few years, coaches are allowed to do more with their athletes and work out with small groups. And that's all sports. So kids are putting in more time for all their sports. And some are playing football and baseball and coming to do basketball stuff on top of it all. And doing the T3 program at the high school. So for these kids, they spend a lot of time in the gym working on their craft or on the field or wherever else, developing their skill. I've been very, very happy with the turnout that we've had. The kids who are showing up are, like I said, putting their time in, developing individual skills. So individually, as we get better, our team will get better. With the open gyms and team camps and things like that, we keep the kids very busy trying to get them into competitive situations where they can use some of those skills that we work on with Coach Budenhagen and myself as we run those individual workouts with the boys and the girls. But it's been very, very fun to get to know the kids and to work with them again as we're all trying to strive for the same goal.
Well, let's just talk about some of your background. I think most people know, first off, you've been in the Huron system ever since you got out of college. I believe it's, been 5-6 years now, and you're very well aware of the Huron system, too. Granted, you did graduate from James Valley Christian there back in 07, not from Huron High School, but you were aware of the Tigers then and always kept pace with them.
Yeah, you know, growing up in Huron, kind of like what you said, you know, we play games, and back then, it seemed like Huron had a lot more Friday, Saturday games, and so there were several nights where we were in the arena, up in the balcony, watching games and watching Coach Budenhagen and the other coaches and some of those athletes. And yeah, I got to know some of those guys a little bit through various city recreation programs. So always had an interest in Huron. Enjoyed when they were successful, and just enjoyed watching them. You know, coming back here, I just completed my sixth year of teaching and coaching here now. My wife and I are both very, very happy with where we're at. We feel fortunate and blessed to be here and be given the opportunities that we've been given, both in the community and educationally and now with coaching. We're excited about it.
Well, let's just talk about your growing up. Of course, everybody knows the backstory pretty much with James Valley Christian. Your dad, Terry, was your coach. If I remember right, you were actually born in Huron right when your mom and dad got here to Huron. You did leave for a few years as a youth before returning.
Yeah, you're right. My dad's first job out of college was at James Valley back when it was out in the valley. So we were living here, and yeah, I was born in 88. My sister Kelly was born in 89, and we lived here till the summer before I was going into kindergarten. Then we moved to Iowa for 3 years, and then to Minnesota for a year, and then came back when I was going to be a fourth grader. And then from that point on, we were at James Valley, and Dad was coaching and teaching, and I had the opportunity to play for my dad, which I consider a very big honor and privilege that I got to do that. Some people might think that's kind of a burden, but I enjoyed every minute of it, being around the game, in practices and games and all that kind of stuff. So basketball's always been a big part of who I am, and I wouldn't trade that for the world.
Well, talk about your experience at James Valley Christian. Had some good teams there all the way through the 2000s. I know I always had that little bugaboo called Sully Buttes there, it seemed like, when you're trying to advance that one more step that you needed to do. But I'm sure you learned a lot of things over that time, too.
Yeah, you know, James Valley, I think maybe their girls program went to the state tournament maybe once or twice in the early years. I know Dad had an appearance or two with the girls. And when he came back here, the boys had never gone. I know there was a team in, like, about 2002. I think Derek Kleinsasser, Teddy Boons, my Andrew Glanzer, guys like that, made a region tournament. I can remember going to, in the Pier Gymnasium, watching them play Midland that year and ended up losing. 2004, then, I think my freshman year, that was Troy Wiff and Andrew Weeding and guys like that, Eric Decker. That was the year we finally broke through and beat a very, very good Sully Buttes team that year by one or two in the region championship game. And that was an incredible experience to be a part of that team, going to the state tournament for the first time. You know, being able to see, one, from a player standpoint, and two, from a coaching standpoint, watching, you know, how my dad prepared for that experience and for how he treated it with the community and the excitement and all that goes into it. And then, yeah, since that time, you know, James Valley's been able to have some success. Dad got to go a couple more times at the end of his career here, and then Coach Hofer's had him there a time or two since he's taken over, and obviously they won the state title two or three, four years ago, whatever that was. But, you know, in a small school setting, every athlete plays every sport, and so you never really break away from those same kids that you're competing with and against, and it always created a tight bond in a family setting, as well as from the parents and the fans cheering you on. So everyone had a part in it, and it's similar to the experience that I've had so far in Huron with our parents, the support they give us, you know, the athletes that we get, and the support we get from alumni and the student body and things like that. So I'm very happy that I can be in a situation where the community is so supportive and backs us the way they do.
And we're talking to John Scout, and he's taken over as head boys basketball coach of the Huron Tigers. John, let's move on now to college, and it sounds to me like basically you're focused. You knew when you're going to go to college, you weren't going to be a player there, but you did want to be a coach, and you kind of integrated yourself into the system there right away.
Yeah, you know, at the end of high school, you always have that decision, you know, do you want to continue on and play? Do you want to continue on, or do you want to just be done, or... for me, coaching is just something that I've always known that I wanted to do. I guess I felt called to be a coach, really kind of on any level. A head coach has always been a goal of mine since I was in high school and college. And when I got to Northwestern, I was fortunate enough to be able to be given the opportunity to be a JV manager / assistant coach. For the men's basketball program, learning from Chris Korver, who was the head men's coach at the time, and his two assistants, Coach Carlson and Coach Willits, both guys who had played college ball and had been at Northwestern for a long time, and where I was able to work my way up from JV manager to varsity assistant coach or student assistant coach. And then my last year there, I was actually given the opportunity to be the head JV men's coach, which was an incredible opportunity for me. You know, I was only 21 or 2, so I was really only 3 or 4 years older than the kids I was coaching, and that was a unique challenge that I had to juggle, but at the same time, the players that I had and the responsibility I was given were incredible opportunities for me to grow as a coach, as a man, and as a leader. I feel very privileged that I had that time to grow that way.
Then after Northwestern, you basically landed your first and only job, really, as you got into the Huron School District. One thing I've always kind of wanted to ask you about that, too, is first off, you went to James Valley Christian, a small private high school. You went to Northwestern then, a NAIA, but again, private school. Now you landed in a public school setting there at Huron. How big of a decision was that for you, and how much of a change was that for you?
You know, private education, I was raised, mom and dad raised me as to go to private education, and we were, Christian education has always been very important for us. At the same time, in a community like Huron, where, again, the size is similar to a private school, it really was never a sticking point. You know, I sat and had many conversations with my family as far as, you know, someday down the line we start having kids and going to private school or versus public school or, you know, those kinds of things. My wife is a product of the public school system. She came through Huron for a few years, and she turned out pretty good. So, you know, it really was never an issue for me. Again, I was looking for a situation that was kind of, it would be a little bit of comfort for Hannah and I as we came back, you know, getting into the world with that first, quote-unquote, real job, at the same time going to challenge us and give us different opportunities to grow.
Well, let's just kind of expand on that then. Your wife, Hannah, that's the former Hannah Reinders, so she grew up here in Huron as well, and you know, sometimes it can be a shock to the system there when you're married to a coach, but I think it sounds like she's pretty much got her feet on the ground. You have two boys, a third on the way here this summer, and she's already living the life of a coach. Just now you're moving from JV to varsity coach from a time standpoint, and when you're going to be gone, what you're going to be doing, that really isn't going to change enough, but still, she's going to be doing a lot there behind the scenes.
Yeah, you know, they say behind any good coach is a good wife, and I'm very blessed and fortunate to have Hannah in my life, and she knew, you know, when we started dating what the deal was as far as coaching is what I want to do, basketball is my sport, so she's always known, and early on, really the transition was more challenging for her, more maybe from that initial year or two when it was double A and we're traveling 2 hours, we're long bus rides versus, you know, her experiences in high school when it was driving to Iroquois, driving to Hitchcock, driving to Wolvie or Sanborn, you know, smaller bus rides and trips like that. So really that was kind of the initial shock, and then we've been able to, you know, maneuver through all that as we've gone here and been here now for 6 years, and so she's always known that that's what that was a goal of mine, and she's been supportive of that the entire time, and so when we started having kids, obviously that became more challenging, but we've got some of my in-laws, her family are around, and that helps too when she can go be at their house if I'm gone late nights or overnights to West River, or if she needs somewhere to go or someone to help her at basketball games, you know, watch the kids. Or so we're very fortunate to have the situation we're in, and Hannah is an incredible support system for me.
And then going back to your family, too, you know, we've talked so much about your dad, Terry, and with his coaching philosophy. And I know I remember you said right when you first came to Huron, you know, yes, I have followed my dad. Yes, I definitely respect and want his opinion, but I am also John Scouten.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, when I was deciding, you know, is this something that I wanted to do, when I talked to him, you know, that was obviously a sticking point there, too, was, you know, you're going to Huron, and, well, he wasn't the Huron coach. He was still, you know, his name in the community people knew. So, you know, are you going to be okay being compared to me, and absolutely, you know, the situation really hasn't changed much now going into this year, you know, with Coach Budenhagen and the program that he's been able to build and the reputation he's been able to build for himself, the incredible amount of success that he's been having in here for such a long time. You know, there's going to be things that I do that are a lot like Coach. There's going to be things that I'm different on, you know, and so far to those kinds of things, you know, our kids have responded well. And I told them the same thing. I'm not coming in to change everything. There's no need to. This has been a successful program. It's got a program that has sustained the success over time. So I would be foolish to come in and change everything. But at the same time, I'm different. I see things different. I react different. You know, I handle situations different. And so we need to make sure that at the end of the day, I'm doing it my way so that I feel comfortable with the result and with what I was able to put in. And you know, I'm going to live with the result. And but at the same time, I'm incredibly fortunate to have learned from both my dad and from Coach Budenhagen.
You know, and one name I'd even throw in there, too, maybe, is Mike Scouten, your uncle, your dad's brother. He's been the head coach at Sioux Falls Christian. They've had a lot of success there, too. I imagine there's some interesting conversations, be it a family reunion or a holiday or that sort of thing.
Yeah. You know, basketball has always been a Scouten family thing. And like you said, you know, Uncle Mike's been a coach for a lot of years as well on different levels. And he's been having a great amount of success with Sioux Falls Christian there over the last few years. And you're right. I mean, you know, we're sitting around at holidays and basketball's on and conversations are happening. And, you know, it was never really a competitive thing necessarily between he and dad or me and them because we're all on different levels, you know, as far as B and A and AA. But at the same time, you know, he's another source of mine that I can go to and ask questions. You know, obviously he's doing things well down there in Sioux Falls, and you know, so I appreciate that I can go to him and ask him anything if I need help.
Then go back to the education side here quickly too. I know you, when you got here, I believe you were a middle school teacher. Now what, you're with first grade or some elementary position, right?
Yeah, when I first got the job here, it was middle school, so it was sixth grade math and social studies. I did that for 3 years, and then that was right at the time when Coach Reed and Coach DeBoer had both decided that they were going to retire, and so I was going to move up to JV that year, and the opportunity came open. Dan Thielen retired from teaching, and he was the adaptive PE and boost-up instructor at Buchanan and throughout the district. And so I applied and got his job. And so now I teach K-1 PE and then kindergarten boost up at Buchanan.
Well, overall, we'll just kind of wrap it up here. Again, talking with John Scouten, taking over as the head basketball coach for the Huron Tiger boys this year. I know it's the summer. I know you can't wait for that second week of December. It'll be here before you know it, though. And I'm sure you're going to say at that time, boy, I wish I had another week to get things put together now.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where all off season you're working toward the goal of being your best and improving so that come December, January through March, you can have the kind of success that we've become accustomed to here in Huron. And at the same time, while you're in the off season doing the things, you're thinking, man, it's a long ways away, but it's really not. And then you get to the season and you go, wow, we could use a little bit more time. So, you know, like going back to the development and the kids, you know, if the kids didn't work as hard as they work, we wouldn't have the success. So it all goes back to those kids being willing to get to the gym, field, whatever it is they're doing, and put in that time. And then it goes to the parents who are pushing those kids to do that and not allowing them just to coast or get through. So my hat's off to the parents and to the kids both, because they've been doing an incredible job so far this summer, and look forward to continuing that through the fall and into the basketball season come December.
John Scouten taking over as head boys basketball coach for the Huron Tigers. More coming up here, Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.